Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for our apostle. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing as far as the evangelism, Lord. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, that we thank you for the team, Lord. Holy Spirit, as we yield to you tonight, we thank you, Lord, that you must increase and I must decrease, that no flesh will glory in your presence. We thank you for our apostle, Lord. We thank you for his leadership. We thank you, Father, that the intents of evangelism have taken a place because he obeying you, Father, and we thank you for him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Also, too, I want to make this statement as far as you know, where we are right now. I'm like this. See, I take a back seat in a minute, all right? But Brother Harold and I retired. Now he can be able to help me more now, because a lot of things his work schedule. But now he can be able to help me a whole lot now more. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing about it, just like it's five of us, it's not a one or two person thing. It's a whole team. And one thing about it, you know, the main thing is keeping this thing focused on what apostle through the Holy Spirit, through God, want done. Because we can't let this thing go. You know, we got to keep it as far as what he leading us to do. And same thing, the order where we need to keep it in as far as getting people saved. And invite them to church. Brother Calhoun and his wife, I think they got two, they text in two people for to have two seats. That guy that I've been ministering to about, he was supposed to come last Sunday. And he came by the church and I talked to him. And he said for sure he'll be here next Sunday. So that's also important, too. I think I mentioned that last time, 2 weeks ago when we had the meeting, that sometime the Lord will permit you to get a close relationship with some of these people. You know what I'm saying? Because when you do that, once they come in church now, they have more confidence in who they know, because now they done got a chance to know you. Okay? So that's very important. But like I said, the main thing is born again, getting them born again, and invite them to church. Because if they ain't saved, most likely they ain't going to church. You know, so that's very important. All right, you might want to write this date down. March the 14th. That's the day we'll look to go out and the subdivision that we'll go. It's River Ridge. That's where I am. March 14th. You know. This Saturday, they got a funeral. Last Saturday, had a funeral. So by March 14th, be praying, lifting River Ridge up. That's where we're going to go. Also, too, the weather, as far as, you know, if you think about fishing, at a certain time, you know, you got people gonna be out there in their lawn, cutting grass or whatever. They're gonna come out more now. It's getting hot. They're gonna come out more, and that's the best time to start, where you can go out there now, because you know, especially if you're gonna go into subdivisions together, you want to make sure you got a day where you can with the outside and doing certain things. Another thing too, yesterday, Saturday, I passed through Oak Lake. Looked like they didn't stop building, but I passed through that Oak Lake. Yesterday, I passed in Conway. That's another thing where we got to think about, too. When we're going in there, especially Conway, not only thinking about the people that stay there, but you got people working in there, so you got a lot of people coming in and out. Yesterday, I missed a fish. I missed one. Guy was coming in there with a UPS truck, and And you know how them new subdivision is. So he had to, because Brother Harold, you know that around 4:30, he trying to hurry up so he can hurry him get off. So, I mean, that rascal's moving, boy. So he got off that, he dropped that package to the door, and he was getting ready to get on the truck. So I turned in the driveway so I can get behind his truck. By the time I got that rascal, long leg got on that and took off. So this morning, as I was vacuuming the sanctuary, the Holy Ghost told me, this is the statement, because really, what we're doing is it's parallel with fishing. He said you gave him too much slack. You gave him too much slack. So what I did was I could have been too much slack, could have been maybe about 3 or 4 seconds too slow. I didn't move fast enough. Now if I would have moved right away, he would have got born again. But the Lord said you gave him too much slack, you know. So also too, what he's doing also too is the Holy Spirit is teaching us about when it comes into witness. See, because every individual is different, all right. So guess what? I learned on the timing of, you know, now that meaning that if I gave him too much slack, that meaning that I didn't move fast enough, all right. So they had a young man this afternoon work for the water company. So I was on the foyer, Brother Ronald was working on that gate. You probably seen it. So I seen him pulling in, and he was going down that fence line to check the meter. So soon I seen him, I said, I ain't gonna let him get in that truck and get away this time. So I got on him right away. So I'm saying there also too, that's Apostle made that statement on one of the statements he made about being alert. All right, and that's another thing too, the sensitivity of being alert. Okay. Let's look at also too the timing with this evangelism. Apostle had he pointed to by equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. But the timing is, I've been on the staff for 13 years. So I say maybe about 12 years ago, I was an instructor in the school of ministry. And one of my classes was evangelism. All right. So all the while God was preparing for this. All right. So one of my classes was evangelism. Okay. So, a lot of time what God will do is he will have you going down a road where later on he's going to use you in that area. All right. Look at page 1, Divine Attack on Society. Divine Attack on Society. Talking about revival. All right. The statement said, we cannot boldly go where no man has gone before unless we first know where we really are and where we have to come from. Revival history would be tomorrow's headline in the ongoing accounts of ordinary. Now look what it said, ordinary live move by an extraordinary God to change their generation and the world. I think I made a statement about a lot of time what we do is when it comes to a revival or a move of God, we always expect another generation. It's just like Darius on the camera. Like that, you know, a lot of times we say, well, God might use a generation with Darius at his age, you know, because we're thinking that, well, you know, whatever God going to do, it'll pass us. See, but we always have to have a mindset, just like God could use the generation that haven't come to where we are, why can't he use us? But look, what it is, a lot of time, it's an excuse. Because what it is, a lot of time, if you don't watch as you start, moving up for us in church. See, I made a statement. I was talking to someone right before prayer. The transaction where we made Brother Ronald know about it because he was here before I was, Brother Larry was too, but Brother Ronald. But the old church, the transaction was made, Apostle, for us, you know, traditional going up to where we are. But at the same time, if something don't keep, like this statement here, the biblical word of revival is to revive, or reviving from the Hebrew. Okay, then it say to live. The word is also translated in the Strong as nourish or preserve alive, quicken, restore. Notice alive, restore, or make whole. So if something is not alive or fresh, what's gonna happen? It's gonna get stale, and it's gonna eventually die down. All right, because if we don't be alive and have that zeal, we'll become just like where the church started off from, the old church. Because why? Now we'll be waiting on the younger one to think they gotta have that zeal. Look, Apostle. Apostle ain't never. I mean, he's steady. He's steady. But what keeping it going is something he's doing, keeping it going. So a lot of time, what we'll do is we'll just sit back. How you say, sit back in Cadillac? You know, just sit back and wait for somebody else to do it. And while by that happening, what happened there? The momentum on our life is slowing down. And people that coming behind us is move. That's why they got, notice they got sometimes they have people that just come in. If you don't watch, they'll run straight. I'm talking about for where you are, what you're doing, they'll run clean over you. Because the momentum of them is moving more faster, and where we done got so complacent. See? And just because we're getting complacent, what happened is now we're thinking that God not moving, or he don't want to move. But at the same time, God trying to get us to move. Okay, so if you see what's happening right now with this witnessing, you know, and a lot of people now that is witnessing now, more now. Okay, I'm saying more now. Opportunities always was there. See, more now. Notice the intense of you know, it's like a snowball going down, so it's picking up. Notice it's picking up. Okay? See? Because why? It's not to say that God, see what it is, the people picking up the speed along with the Spirit of God now. See, God always was there. He just needed us to get off our rumps. And do things concerning with him. I think I made a statement last time about God got chores for us to do. Just like we got children in the natural. They want stuff. They want mama to do this. Daddy, give me this. Daddy, mama, do this here. But at the same time, they don't want to put out the trash. They don't want to do nothing around the house. That child will look like a spoiled brat. So that's what we'll be. When it comes to the things of God, we want God to do things, but guess what? God might say something to that person, do that, but I don't want to do that. That's the same thing. See? Same thing. So what you're seeing right now, we as a church now, see? We as a church now, we are, Apostle sent a text in, he said about how God happy. The Bible said there's rejoice in heaven over one sinner that repented, more than 99 just persons that need no repentance. Another thing too, just say that if a person do get saved and somebody don't want to rejoice down here, you don't have to rejoice in here, because why? It ain't all about you. Because what? The angels rejoicing and God rejoicing. So you don't have to rejoice. See? So I'm saying there, that's why Apostle say it's not about competition, because guess what? God getting the glory no matter who don't want to what's happening there is just coaching each other on, you know. Somebody in the football game, somebody could score a touchdown. What the other player do? What the on the bench do? If you a teammate, you supposed to say, man, nice catch. But if he done caught the ball in a nice catch and did all this here, and you just go like he ain't done nothing, you ain't no teammate. You all about you. They got some of them football players, they ain't nothing, what they call them, divas. They all about themselves. You know? If I don't play, I hope we lose almost because I'm not playing. That's not a team player. See, that's a selfish player. So I'm saying there, when it comes to the things of God, the Bible say iron sharpen iron, and whatever we do is all to give God the glory. But remember when we used to pray, Apostle used to make that statement as one man. That's it. That's all we're about, one man. See, one body but many members. See, so that's the way we got that. That's the way we function. See. See, that's why I said that the only thing I'm doing here, I'm not so much about what I'm doing, just keeping this thing on a track of going where the apostle wanted to go. Because if it ain't going the way he wanted to go, he gonna talk to me first. And you'll like if you got to talk to me first, because you ain't getting it. You know how it is when the parent come home, they done left somebody, the oldest in charge, and you say, "Oh, I'm glad I'm not the oldest now, because the oldest in trouble now." So the doer be the one you, okay? So, but I'm saying, though, that's the main reason why I'm standing up here. But guess what? As this thing, what you call, guess what? Everybody gonna be a part of, because what's happening also, too, we've been talking about that. The members done got involved, is getting involved. And what we're doing is we just in place, so this another thing too. When it comes to that app that we see, you're gonna see they're gonna have some of those members God using them. Because some people got to catch on. You know, I use the illustration of fishing, but that Jesus' four disciples, when he first called out, they was fishermen. So a witnessing and evangelism is just like fishing. So some of these members, they got to see. We thinking that just because a lot of these people have been there for years, they had a gentleman talking to me tonight about how he got a zeal for witnessing, and he was asking me some questions. So you think that I just could go witness? Okay, yeah, you probably can, but they got a lot of people ain't there yet. See, so I'm saying there's a lot of people not there yet, so you're going to start seeing the levels of where people are maturity-wise as far as getting people saved, all right? So I'm saying there's, as you're like, brother, and I'm calling them names. I don't care. Will Smith. That's Will Smith. Will Smith. About four people, I think he might have witnessed to. When I seen him Tuesday after Bible study, I said, "Man," I said, "Boy, you mopping them up." That's how you talk in general when it come to fishing. I said, "Man, you mopping them up." See, just don't walk over nobody. You see God, you man, you don't say nothing. Man, don't. I'm not talking about us like that. I'm just saying, you know, see. That's why I mentioned tonight about what Brother Craig, how God did. How can I just don't say nothing about it? Y'all know what I'm talking about, okay? Y'all know what I'm talking about. And I'll tell you what, y'all can appreciate that, because I'm saying that's what the body of Christ need to be about. The body of Christ need to be about, teamwork. And that's how you keep the enemy out. I remember Brother Leroy Jr. made a powerful statement, and I never forgot that statement, boy. He said that to keep all any kind of competition or whatever, he said when something happened good for his brother, he said he compliment him. He go and compliment. That's what you do. Don't just ignore it like ain't nothing happening. You know it is. That don't mean you're taking no lower seat. No, what you're doing there, the Bible says give honor to what honor is due. See, so ain't nothing wrong with that. And what it's doing is it's keeping that old mess out of you. Because if you keep on holding it, you got some mess in you. You think it ain't in you. It is in you. Okay, so that's how, because see, this thing right here, just like Apostle said, it's not about no competition. It's not about no competition. What it's doing is encouraging people that we're about the Father's business. That's what it's about. Okay? So I think I done covered. Let me see. Anybody remember I mentioned about the subject? Anybody checking them out? You anybody checking? Okay. All right. With a sheet, this target sheet. Remember that other prayer sheet I had, I passed out? And Brother Harold made the statement about by calling the people, we're going to target it, that's it. You know? A man I've been talking to that came yesterday, he from Hammond. So it's a statement in here. Let me make the statement here. This going to tie into this sheet. All right, here it is. Look at page 2, where it says 1 Kings 7:22. It reveals that Elijah's prayer was heard and God responded to his voice by reviving and restoring the child. Notice it said God responded to his voice through prayer. Prayer is very important. See, that's why before we talk about going to any one of these subjects, praying. That's where we go. We pray. Look and say, and the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the life of the child returned to him, and he revived. All right, watch this statement here. Revival starts in response to our voice of prayer. That's where it starts. Prayer. God, watch this here. God moves in response to our intercession. Prayer intercede. That's why that guy I texted, and you all could do the same thing. I said, keep that guy lifted up. When that guy show up, that guy is coming. When that guy show up, you're gonna have a chance to meet him. But guess what? All five of us got something to do with that. Because you know why? When I send that text for you all to pray, I'm believing God that you all are praying. See? So it's not about just because Brother Harold made contact with somebody, but Brother Harold is getting all of us involved. So that's what I'm talking about. And by we continue doing that, that's how we function and operating as one man. All right? So and when he come, you know, I'm gonna introduce him to all of y'all, okay? But I'm just saying, this how we keep this thing as when we doing things. I tell you what, I'm excited, and I enjoy working with you all. I'm serious, you know, because I'm seeing a relationship that we are developing along the way. Because we had to get a chance to, you know, I know Brother Harold, Brother Larry, I've been knowing them for years, Brother Ron, but I'm just saying there, it's things now I'm learning about that I didn't know, okay? And I'm sensing that we're getting a tighter bond with each other, and that's what it's all about, okay? So anybody got anything to say? Like I said, As this thing start going more and more and more, the next report or whatever, Brother Harold gonna start taking care of some of this stuff because he can do all that. I'm just kind of because you know, Brother Ronald and Brother, they know how apostle when something first start and how stuff start, he wanted Darren to know also too. So that's all I'm just doing. I'm just keeping it where if apostle have any questions, that we can be able to keep. I just want to keep this thing in the middle of the road lined up. Okay? You got some, Brother Ron?
Go ahead. It's a good time to do that? Look, something happened to me yesterday. It was a new experience for me. And but the Lord opened my eyes about something. I witnessed to, I witnessed to four people within a matter of hours. And every person I witnessed to, they said, somebody already prayed with me. I'm born again. And for the first time, I almost got upset that these people was already born. I had to catch myself. The Lord said, no, you're supposed to rejoice with these people because they're born again. And I had to check myself, why am I upset? I mean, because I want to get people saved. Then the Lord brought it back to my mind. See, I had to shift. That's why Apostle said, you know, this is not a competition, but a completion. And it's so easy for the devil to try to bring you. He was trying to ease something like you put yeast in bread. You might not see it in the dough, but it's going to come up in the rising. And what happened was, I didn't see this thing coming. I had to check myself. I said, why am I witnessing? And the devil tried to sneak that thing on you, but I had to shift. I said, no, Lord, I ain't let that old thing come up on me. And the apostle, right after that, he texted. And I didn't know that was in me. And that's the sad part of it. I didn't know that was going to rise up in me. You know, a spirit of competition. But that, I knew it came from the enemy. He wanted to sidetrack everything God does. He tried to sidetrack it. And he said, all these people getting people saved, and you ain't got nobody saved yet. But that don't stop me from fishing. But with the people that are saved, I began to rejoice with him. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, you born again? I said, somebody already beat me to it. I said, glory. I started rejoicing with those individuals about their salvation. And know what happened? They got stirred up. They got stirred up with their own salvation. They got stirred up. I told a young man, I said, you need to start witnessing and bring other people to this experience you've got. And so, but the Lord had to correct me. I mean, sometimes you don't know what's in you until the Lord brings something out of you. Because you, like you said, he wants to keep this thing right on track. And so what did I do? I witnessed them more. I don't witness less. I witness more, but I shifted, you see. I made a shift on the inside of me that I didn't know I had to shift. Because that thing tried to creep up on me. But now I know it's the love of God that compels us to do this. Compels us to tell people they're going, hey, you know, I told this young man, then I'm going to pass the mic. I said, God gave me a vision years ago. I told the man, come pick the tractor tie yesterday. I said, I was on my knees praying at the altar in the old church. And I saw a big hole. And people were falling down in the hole, screaming and hollering. And the hole was so black you couldn't see them, but I heard them screaming and hollering. And then the Lord said, I can make them fall up. I said, how you can make somebody fall up? And then he revealed to me that I can turn them around from going to hell by words from your mouth. They don't have to go down. We can make them go up just by your testimony and your sharing the word of God. So my motivation is for witnessing and always being, but I almost got the devil try to throw a little thing in there. I know I'm not the only one to try to throw a little thing in there. And then what he trying to do is get me to back off. That was your trick. Don't back off because you're trying to compete. No, I'm trying to complete. I shifted as soon as I started. The Lord didn't let me go too long without seeing it. I shift quick. I said, Lord, this never happened to me before. Because every person I witnessed to get born again. But you want to teach me that lesson early. So now it's the love of God that compelled me. I don't care how many people get saved. I know my motive was for the kingdom of heaven harvest, in line with the vision of getting people, with the second part of the vision, equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. That's my motive now, to follow what the apostle is doing. But I shifted, and it didn't take me long to shift. So my eyes opened right away, and I knew that was a trick of the enemy. That's all I got, brother, to do.
Just say you didn't have that experience, you wouldn't be able to share that tonight. You see what I'm saying? He really some of the things out. That's why I'm saying sometimes I might seem like I'm going off. I'm just what's coming up. He just almost confirmed some of the things because I'm saying there. Remember, I made a statement about it. Something we can, you know what I'm saying? We don't realize that could be in us, and that's all that ain't never the enemy. Yeah. No. No.
The love of God motivates.
No.
So I put that camera back, that devil back. That lying devil.
See, that's why I'm, when I made the statement about, and that's why I wanted to take you and Brother Allen, because I knew we was on it. Like, that's why I take y'all, because I wanted to make sure that y'all name is seen, because we don't want to get it. Here we are, the band, and no response from y'all. First thing they say, why they not sending no text? They don't even know. That'd be my fault because I ain't told them that. So I would leave them in and I don't know what I'm saying. So when y'all received that text from me, it wasn't Ledoux is making sure that I ain't leaving y'all out there, because first thing they say, why Brother Harold them ain't sending nothing? They watching us. See, and another thing, Apostle, I thank God for Apostle. He monitoring that because he making sure that this ain't no competition, because when somebody get born again, I respond just like that. Brother Larry respond, when Brother Larry, we respond just like that. And that's the way we got to do. We got to respond. Y'all, I can see the difference in with the text and with us fine. Brother Harold sent a text to let us know we having that meeting tonight. I text that. You think I'm gonna disrespect that man and don't text because I know they're having a meeting, but I don't have to text. No, I'm gonna text. I'm gonna text just like he respecting me. I'm gonna respect him. So that's what I'm talking about. See? All right, you can't fault a man for talking like this. You know what I'm saying? So, Brother Ronald. And see, another thing is the reason why God got Brother Ronald and Brother Larry. These men seasoned. See, Brother Ronald, if he walk up to me and say, Brother Dude, if it's something that he see that he might think, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to listen. I'm open. See? Because if anybody know Apostle, he know him. If anybody know him, he know him. They've been around Apostle more than me, but they know him. And then they come to me and say, Brother, I think we ought to go talk to Apostle about this here. But they haven't done it because I don't be moved, making all them crazy moves. All these old what you call it, because it's something I want to do. But I'm just saying, if he did, I'm going. That's the reason why Apostle had to have some seasoned men to do this here. Man, this thing. And the way it's going right now with these members getting involved into it now, we don't know where it's going to go. Man, Apostle is excited about what's happening now. I'm serious. I'm excited. I told him this afternoon. He was, I'm excited. This is what I wanted to see where the direction of the ministry go in. If you don't like to see what's happening now in the ministry, you ain't connected right to this ministry. Because just like this Apostle vision, you got to look at it. It's just like yours. If you have not been faithful in that which is another man, ain't all about what you want to do on the side. It's all about this what I want to happen, just like Apostle wanted to happen. That's the attitude that you got to have. And if you got that attitude, it's going to show up like that. You got something, Brother Harold?
Yeah, what you just said about Apostle's vision becoming our vision. There's a scripture in Acts 16, verse 9 and 10. It says, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. So Paul got the vision, right? Okay. Next verse said, and after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. So Paul saw the vision, but the people said, that's our vision too. We called to do the same thing that Paul was called to do. Now, let me show you an illustration. When I was in the military, you probably know about this. When we go to the range, we have what they call interlocking fire, where downrange they might have some old trucks or something like that, and it will symbolize the enemy's convoy or something, right? So instead of shooting at a vehicle, each individual shooting at a vehicle, they would train us to do what's called interlocking fire. So we're not firing at a specific target, we're firing at a zone. So like he and I'm shooting this way, he's shooting that way. Y'all too, he's shooting that way, he's shooting. So the whole zone is covered by us, you know, interlocking like that. See, it's called interlocking fire. So then it covers the entire area, because if you shooting at one target, he might be shooting at the same target and another target might get missed. But if you got this interlocking fire, everything get covered.
Father, we just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.